This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Not a simple question now, but what water is surface water? Today, the Environmental Protection Agency is set to release a plan that will replace an Obama-era definition of this. This is about what waterways are federally protected. Marketplace's Ben Bradford reports.
Rivers, lakes, and streams are pretty obviously surface water, and therefore protected by the 1972 Clean Water Act. But what about smaller tributaries or a wetland that feeds into a river? Also, yes. But now, what about marshes or streams that dry into land in the summer? The Obama EPA declared yes in 2015, and Bland Holman at the Southern Environmental Law Center says that makes sense.
In order to protect a drinking water source, you need to make sure that the waters that are flowing into it, the tributaries, are pure.
But industry groups dispute whether the Clean Water Act intended to include these part-time waterways. Don Parrish with the American Farm Bureau Federation called that
an extremely broad and overreaching definition.
He says farmers had to determine if standing water in a field was actually a federally protected wetland. Early reports indicate the new definition of surface water would classify only full-time waterways for federal protection. It'll first have to go through a public comment process and then likely lawsuits. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.